This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Japan is known for its grandiose, expensive, and technology-driven toilets. They got buttons, they got heaters, they got special jets. Many Japanese trends, like cold coffee, eventually make it to the U.S., but reporter Sally Herships in Japan looks at why the complicated toilet has yet to take hold in America.
There's really just no other way to describe them. The toilets of Japan are fabulous and high-tech.
You can use a remote control to, let's say, you don't want to lift up the lid yourself because it's dirty.
Kare Kawauchi is translating for me. We're at the Toto showroom in Tokyo, one of Japan's largest toilet manufacturers.
Wait, these are toilets with remote controls?
Yes.
The showroom is white and shiny. If Apple built a toilet store, this is what it might look like, but cleaner. Noriko Yamashita works for Toto. I ask her about a complex-looking remote control, one with 22 buttons. She presses one and a tube appears from under the seat, spraying water.
You can arrange this.
The water temperature?
Yeah. For this remote control.
It's like going to the spa.
Yes.
The Japanese love having all these options. Toto's washlet is probably the best-known model. It's a toilet seat with features like a built-in bidet, a dryer for your nether regions, and the option to play sounds in case you need some sonic camouflage for your toilet activities. But the washlet is just a seat. It costs around $600. You still need a toilet and a tank. In Japan, you can end up spending as much as $2,700 on your toilet. Maybe that high price tag is why they haven't taken off here yet. Okay, so should we pop this open?
You want to take a look at it?
I'm talking to Bill Strang. He's president of operations for Toto in the Americas. Strang says in Japan, Toto had a big leg up. Even before the company went high-tech back in 1990, it already made toilets, so consumers were familiar with the brand.
I feel like we should go look at the Marketplace bathroom. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
By American standards, the women's bathroom at Marketplace's New York bureau is pretty nice. It's big and clean, and ladies, there are multiple stalls. But even though these toilets flush automatically with sensors, by Japanese standards, it's hard not to feel like you're in the bathroom dark ages. But most U.S. consumers haven't been to Japan and don't know there is a whole high-tech toilet world out there. So Strang has his pitch down.
I often say that I can tell you about the washlet, but until you can actually test drive it and understand that experience, you will then be able to say in your heart what really it brings to you in the way of value.
And Strang's pitch may be working. He says Toto's U.S. sales are increasing by 20% a year. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.